Welcome to the Integration Podcast, your guide to enterprise integration.
So great, I'm live here on YouTube channel, and I'm also recording this on the podcast. So if you want to watch this later, you can or hear it later, or on your trip to tech it, you can watch it or hear it, I guess, in most cases. So normally before tech it, I would try to go through some of the sessions that I do find as the most interesting ones and share those with the audience. I didn't have time to do that before Las Vegas, but right now I did have the time, at least to give some insight about what was the sessions I did find was the most interesting, what was going on, and some of my key takeaways from it. So if you're watching live, post some questions into the chat. Try to see if I can answer them. So obviously, TechEd is a developer-centric area where you would see a lot of things going on with development. And my main focus is obviously integration, and it had a huge there was a large impact on that in the keynote, because obviously if you're creating all of these different apps that SAP has, the only way they are going to be successful is if they have an easy way for you to integrate. And then you also have the pattern that there's a lot more different integration patterns going on that you need to be able to support in an easy way. So that means that the complexities goes up together with what else is going on. So if you wanted to check out my list, my review of all the things that I think was the most interesting on SubTicket Las Vegas, there's a link in the bio. Let me just show you it. See if I can switch to display, wrong display. Seems like it is the wrong window. That was not planned. It's where it was working before. There we are. Okay. So on live things, something like this happens. So I've described a little about what the different things is. We have a lot about all the cloud applications, the API, what was going on there in that perspective, API management, API and open connectors, and then something about the PO, and that obviously has a large impact for customers because how the roadmap of that is going on and what's going to happen to the PO stack. So that was, if you just wanted the key takeaway, that would be the place to get it. You can find it in show notes, also on the podcast. But if you're going, you probably would like to know what are some of the cool sessions that you want to attend. And I think, so one of the cool things that they have added is, if you look at the agenda, they have added one thing here that's called learning journeys. And also up in the link here, you can find a longer description of the learning journeys. But here we have two for integration, out-of-the-box integration and data processing in a hybrid landscape, and a master data integration. And master data integration is the data hub, which also is a pretty interesting topic, but a lot different from what I'm used to deal with. So. There's some challenge about where to focus. I would obviously focus on the data integration and process because that's where I'm coming from. And that's where I've been adding session. But I think at Las Vegas, I was just adding both of these two, or you can take it from the session track and add it. And then you can find out which of them makes sense in your landscape. So the things I've added is I think is really interesting is INT 102 with Katrin van Aasen. I think at Las Vegas, I think this was hosted a couple of three times, something like that. And this is about what is the overall blueprint, what does SAP have of their in the integration suite, what are they expecting to use, and how the whole thing is unfolding. There's INT101, which is an overview of the platform as a service offering on cloud platform integration, and this is so they have taken all of these applications and in cloud platform, bundled them together and created that as a service offering. So that would just be cloud platform integration services or something like that. That covers all of these different things. But it's pretty interesting to understand what the reason is for this. IO is also speaking about becoming an influencer, CS100, so remember to add that one, a community showcase and a code review, so that will be interesting what's going on there. I have added one hands-on session, INT360, which is extending cloud solution with workflow and integration, which I'd like to look a little more about how the workflow will work on and what you can do in that perspective. One other workshop I really, or hands-on workshop I really think was interesting in Las Vegas was the INT366 integration of business partner B2B, leveraging integration as a service. So this is where you would try out how to use the cloud platform integration. And the EDI conversion in that one, plus the capabilities of Integration Content Advisor, what it actually works like. And I think that is actually the core topic of this, how Integration Content Advisor works, what it is, how you can use it. And I think that's the easy way to get access to some of the things that are happening and just be able to see, okay, so this is what they're adding and this adds these capabilities. So that one I would definitely recommend to understand what's going on there. Yeah, so the PO roadmap is interesting, the API. So all the roadmaps for these things is pretty interesting. I also think this one was a pretty interesting one. AI N304, craft and execute your digital strategy with APIs and SaaS cloud platform by Hirsch Jegerson. That's probably pronounced wrong, but I attended a something around the same area from him or this one, and it was pretty interesting because or a little about how this API management work, why do you want to create APIs and what is it that it does and explore it and stuff like that. So I think that is an interesting one, and he presented the other one pretty nicely. Actually, I think I do have something at this time, so I'll probably not make it. Yeah, PO roadmap, monetize your APIs, and design your APIs. That's a code jam session. Then we have this one again, process orchestration roadmap two times, and then there's an integration made easy by Udo. I'll probably not make that one either. So I think that was the key things that so there's yeah go to the session, look at the tracks, and then check out the one that makes most sense for you. Add them all on your agenda, and then one time comes, you can check out the so in the app you can download the presentation. You can see what it is and see if there's anything in it you want, or you can just say okay, skip it. I've read the presentation, it's good, and I can go get some coffee. Then some of the other things I haven't covered is obviously Data Hub would be interesting, some of the HANA services that are going on. If you're into the cloud, up in the cloud, the blockchain and IoT. I haven't been that much into to those things, but I think they also serve a great purpose, and that will be something that would be pretty useful in some scenarios. Yeah, the integration as a suite, obviously all of those different products, how they interact together. So that was actually all the educational content that I wanted to share. So yeah, if you find me, do grab a hold of me, and say hi and say what you would like to hear your thoughts about what's going on in the integration space. That's how I'm educating myself. So I'm not sure how many sessions I'll be joining, but let's see. Otherwise, I'll be in the coffee corner or something like that and hanging out. So yeah, if you're there, tweet me or text me or email. Let's have a chat. Then I guess just for the party that usually on Wednesday night usually is quite fun. So that's definitely also something to look out for. And then we got the keynote Tuesday morning, which will be interesting. Which movie, if any, they will be presenting and using as the theme for the keynote. So I think the last three, four keynotes by Bjørn Gjørke, he has been using some theme from a movie and shared SAP technology in relating to that. So that will be interesting to see if he will follow up on that and try that again. Yes, I think that was all I wanted to share in this podcast. Just a short one to so you can get started on your planning of the session. But yeah, definitely check out these two learning journeys. That makes it a lot easier to choose the content. So I think that is really useful that they've added it in just one place where you can figure out, ah, this is what I want to check out, and then check out those contents. Yes, that was all. If we meet in Barcelona, I'm really looking forward to see you there. Otherwise, have a fantastic trip, and yeah, see you then. Bye.